This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We're going live to Washington this morning. Dave Leventhal, our Washington insider, is with us on the WBEN Trocar College Lifeline. Dave, President Trump signaling a huge shift on Russia today, deploying new U.S. weapons to help Ukraine and giving Putin really a 50-day ultimatum.
A 50-day ultimatum with tariffs, although it remains to be seen how effective those are going to be because we don't really import a whole lot of Russian goods relative to what we do China or Mexico or various other places around the world. But generally speaking, this is a major change in tone and tenor for Donald Trump, as you just pointed out, Susan. And it comes at a time when Russia continues to, bombard Ukraine, that the war seems intractable, and that the peace negotiations that Donald Trump had promised all throughout the 2024 campaign leading up to his inauguration in January, where he famously said that he could end the war within 24 hours. Of course, none of that has come to pass. So he appears to be very frustrated, and a lot of the nice talk that he was having toward Vladimir Putin and Russia has dissipated and really washed away, which is why we're at this point right now. And it remains to be seen, too, whether any of this is going to have an effect on Vladimir Putin, the leader of Russia, because, of course, he's somebody who seems to be unfazed by anything that the United States has been doing one way or another.
Wasn't that long ago where it appeared that maybe a deal for a ceasefire or an end to the war even might be reached within a matter of days, and that seems like a distant memory now. But all of this has to be eating away at the president who kind of ran and was promising peace, whether it's in the Middle East or over in Russia and Ukraine, on the campaign trail, and even as he took office.
Absolutely, Brian. And although Donald Trump fashions himself to be the consummate deal maker, ending a war and striking a deal between Ukraine and Russia is something that is not only elusive, but as we well know, incredibly, incredibly difficult. And whether it's Donald Trump or anyone else, nobody has been able to really get the two sides to sit together at the same table. And of course, it hasn't helped matters that Russia just continues to bomb Ukraine night in and night out and exacerbate the situation in the fashion that it has. Does that mean that all hope is lost? Of course not. But Donald Trump is definitely shifting from the carrot mode, if you will, to the stick mode, at least in terms of defensive weapons and potentially some offensive weapons that will be going the way of Ukraine. This does come at a risk for Donald Trump, politically, especially in the sense that he ran in 2024, as I need not tell you, on a platform of ending wars across the world and trying to get the United States out of foreign entanglements. We've now seen, of course, with the bombing of Iran, that was different than a lot of people expected Donald Trump to do in a situation such as that. And by going, in essence, the way that the Biden administration did with arming Ukraine and reversing his policies and reversing his rhetoric, That's something that is really marking a change for the Trump administration generally and Donald Trump specifically.
Dave, there's a huge clash over the Jeffrey Epstein files. Pam Bondi and the FBI announcing that they're not releasing any more information about the investigation into the sex offender. How are you reading this?
Yeah, it hasn't been a great week for Donald Trump, and this is really at the heart of it. This is something that for years has been an obsession by so many people who have supported Donald Trump. They believe that there is shadowy forces at play here that are keeping records and keeping information about Jeffrey Epstein and his network of people, which many believe are incredibly powerful people, wealthy people, perhaps in politics, definitely in business, and keeping them out of the limelight. And Donald Trump ran when he did in 2024 and was very open to opening up files that the government had, if they had them. And there were plenty of people, including those who now populate his administration at the highest levels, Pam Bondi, the attorney general, Dan Bongino, the deputy director of the FBI, Kash Patel, the director of the FBI, who seem very adamant that the Epstein files be released. So for Donald Trump, in essence, to flip 180 and say, hey, nothing to see here, guys, let's move on, has been kind of a bridge too far for a lot of supporters of Donald Trump who expected him to, in essence, uncover a deep state plot, if you will, as opposed to be part of it. So, you know, was Donald Trump lying? Is Donald Trump propagating some cover-up here? I mean, these are the questions that are swirling right now among people, including those who were gathered for a major Turning Point USA conference in Tampa, Florida over the weekend, who are apoplectic about this change in approach to the Epstein files and the Jeffrey Epstein situation. One has to wonder, like Donald Trump has wondered himself, why is this still a thing 6 years after Jeffrey Epstein has died and committed suicide in prison? Well, a lot of people say, well, he didn't commit suicide in prison, and he was murdered by the very people who are being covered up here. So we can see how this gets into kind of the conspiratorial zone very, very quickly. But at the same time, too, this is a serious matter where Jeffrey Epstein was obviously a horrible person who did terrible things. And a lot of people want to get to the bottom of that even after his death.
This is like the perfect internet age issue, Dave, where I would wager that most people walking around just do not care about it at all. They kind of agree with what the president said the other day. They're not thinking about it. But for some people, especially if you're online and it's like an online only thing, I've never heard anybody bring this up in person in real life. It's the only issue that matters. You might have been a single issue voter on Jeffrey Epstein, and it's that big of a thing online, and there's just such a disconnect between people. It's either like you're all in or you don't pay attention to it at all.
You're not wrong, Brian. And hey, look, even if it's 10 or 15 or 20% of Donald Trump supporters who fit the description that you just laid out, that has huge political implications. We're already talking about midterm elections for 2026 in the here and now, huge amounts of money being raised toward it, and the stakes could not be higher in the sense that Donald Trump can only lose a couple of House votes on the House side in order to retain that Republican majority there. So having any type of fracture or schism or alienation in his base is not a good thing. He wants this to go away, but this is one of those things, and really almost the only thing so far this year, that has just defied Donald Trump's wish. And, you know, that bears watching, at least in a political context.
Dave, thanks. We'll talk to you later.
Thank you, Susan.
Dave Leventhal, our Washington insider here on WBEN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.